Victims of gun violence have been on our minds over the past week, and today from StoryCorps, a woman who survived a shooting. Edith Green spoke about what happened to her with her granddaughter. Back in 1980, Edith was a divorced schoolteacher living just north of New York City, and she'd recently struck up a new friendship.
I had met this young man at a party at a friend's house. It was a very platonic relationship, and I just didn't see this coming at all. One night, I said to him that I was going to go to a play with a girlfriend of mine. He followed me to New York, and I decided then and there that there was something wrong, and I told him, "That's it, I don't want to see you anymore." And he threatened. He said, "Oh, you'll be sorry for this." And sure enough, one night when I was leaving the house, I realized I was being followed, and I walked back, and I started to say to him, "You have to stop following me." And I didn't see the gun, and I didn't hear the bullet. I was shot. It was in the throat, and the bullet exited my back. On the way between the front and the back, it did its damage. I have a spinal cord injury. They had to teach me how to swallow, how to talk.
When you think about that whole
era,
that whole time, and you try to make sense of what happened to you, what comes to your mind?
Well, actually, how could I not see it coming? That's what bothered me. But after he was released from prison, he shot another woman in the back, and I realized that I had not done anything to deserve what he had done.
The span of my life, you were always on crutches. And,
yeah, yeah.
But I always really admired how strong you were. You would just live your life. You wouldn't let that interfere. You would go swimming. Yeah. You would go shopping.
And... Oh, yeah. My biggest regret is that I couldn't teach you how to dance. I couldn't teach you the tap dancing steps. My only granddaughter, I have six grandsons, and you're my only granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
And I so wanted to teach you how to dance. But, you know, maybe we can still do something.
Edith Green with her granddaughter at StoryCorps in New York. Edith died in 2010. The conversation was pulled from the StoryCorps archive at the Library of Congress. You can find the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.